Hello, can I speak with... Hi, can I speak with chat, please?
Yes, who is this and what is it regarding?
My name is Dave. I'm calling from Milestone. We finance businesses, and I want to talk to him about financing his business.
Okay, let me get him for you.
Thank you.
This is Chad.
Chad, how you doing? My name is Dave. I'm calling you from Milestone. As I was telling the lady, we finance businesses, and we wanted to talk to you about getting you financed. As of right now, you're still at FRDM Print, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And how long have you been in business there, Chad?
Like, January 22.
Okay, so a little over a year, right? Okay, got it.
Yeah.
And is this a printing company, kind of like what they do at FedEx?
No, it's like screen printing, like shirts.
Oh, okay.
And hats.
Got it. Shirt print. Okay, got it. All right, awesome. And do you have any partners, or are you the sole proprietor?
I'm a sole proprietor.
Awesome. How much you guys make over there at the
average month? Between 15 and 20 a month.
Oh, okay. And your email, I have a actually, we don't have an email where I can send you the application. What email should I, can you make a phonetic alphabet such as A as an apple and B as in board for me, please?
Yeah. C is in cat, A is in, or H is in have,
mm-hmm.
A is in Adam,
mm-hmm.
D is in dog, at, F is in Frank, R is in Robert, D is in dog, M as in Mary,
mm-hmm.
P is in Paul,
mm-hmm.
A is in, or R is in Robert, I is in, and N is in no,
mm-hmm.
T is in Tom,
mm-hmm.
S as in Sam,
mm-hmm.
.com.
Okay, so if I have to read it, I think it spells your first name, which is Chat, and then the name of your company, which is FRDM, and then Prince with an S, .com. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, very good. And let's see here. I'm going to copy and paste this right here. Beautiful. Okay. If I'm able to get you the best rates and the best terms, how much are you looking to get for your business?
All of it, bro.
I beg your pardon?
All of it.
No, I know, but give me a figure that you're looking for.
You know, 20 would be cool.
20K? Okay.
Yeah, that would give me some expansion money.
Yep. Okay, and if I can make it happen, you'll be able to send me. So all we're going to need is the last 3 months of your bank statements. That will be July, August, and September, which I don't think you should have any issues with that. I think it's already
nope.
available to you, and I can. I can get you to get that. By the way, we can get you financed. If you send me that right away, are you in front of your computer right now? Because if you can do that with me right now, then I can get an offer for you tomorrow morning with one of my underwriters. Are you in front of your computer?
Yeah, give me a second.
Okay, I'm going to go right
here. Who are you with again?
Milestone Capital.
And then is this one of those, like, financing based off of my sales and like an advance on my sales or whatever the hell that thing is called?
It's not an advancement on your sales. It's an actual what?
What are they? MCAs.
We do the capital. We do it at your own terms. We don't stipulate the terms. You're going to have an underwriter which is going to talk with you and is going to ask you how do you want the terms. The terms just simply means, you know, how often you're going to make payments. And if you tell him, hey, listen, I want to make payment every 2 weeks, every month, whatever, that's exactly what he's going to do for you.
Okay.
Some other places, they have you to pay, you know, weekly or daily or something like that. But we are very flexible and we like to work with, you know, with our clients however they like, you know, whatever they like to do, that's what we do. But the main thing is that you get a proposal in front of you and you see where your stance at. And I'm telling you, we have right now, our closing rate is very high because we treat our customers like, you know, like they want to be treated. Very transparent, no screwing around. And I think that's what people like. You know, you just want to see what it is, where you at, where you stand. If it makes sense, pull the trigger. If it doesn't make sense, then, you know, we part ways and no harm done, no hard feelings. But I always like to give that sense of trust and, you know, the atmosphere where you can, because I would like, you know, to have you as a business partner for a long time. I mean, not just this one time, but actually referrals or something else that is beneficial for us. So if we take care of you, I know that you're probably going to say, you know what, go with Dave over here with Milestone. He's a good guy. He took care of me and he'll take care of you. And with good customers, referrals, that's what we're looking for. Your monthly revenue, you told me that it was $15,000, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And you're looking for $20,000 right now. And let's see, your email address again, I copied it over here. And you're going to be getting that in a moment. Paste it here. Okay. Now we're going to submit this. All right. Just a moment. Here we go. Okay. Send the application. Here we go. All right. If you go to your email chat, it should be coming from David@milestonecapitalfunding.com.
Okay.
Look it up. And when you open it, I will tell you, I will guide you.
Got it.
You got it? Okay. Now, if you were to open it, the first thing that it will say here, it will give you a header. It will say, thank you, Chad. This is David. And it will tell you basically what you're going to do. It says right there, how much capital do you need? It's going to tell you basically what we just talked about, right? 20,000. Is it going?
It's got a link to click here to get started.
Yeah, that's like that. Click on that, and it's going to, the first thing you're going to see is going to say loan details.
Yeah.
And it's going to say loan amount, 20,000, working capital, or expansion. Then it's going to say how soon do you need it, immediately, or you're going to click on that immediately, or it's already clicked.
Got it.
What are the options that it's telling you?
I clicked immediately.
Oh, okay. So then click immediately. Then on the other one where it says what's important to you, usually speed, you know, that's...
terms more important to me.
Okay. Then click on terms. The email address is going to be underneath where it says owner email. Now, if you click on save and continue... Then on that, right there, it's going to ask you for your address, physical address. It's going to ask you for your name. And I believe that it's going to ask you for your tax ID that you're going to input there. And then right after you get to that, you're going to get to a part where it says, please drag your bank statements here.
Okay.
And once you have that, then basically what you do is you drag them from your, I believe you have them on your email. Should be somewhere there where your bank sending you the statements. And you just drag the PDF into that. And you'll be able to drop them there.
Okay.
If you run into any issues that you're not able to, all you have to do is send up to me to my email address, the one that where you got this email, reply to it, and I will submit them for you. But I think you should be able to do it, no problem.
Okay.
All right. So I'll stay with you, okay? No problem.
Gonna put all my statements in there. How about that?
I beg your pardon?
I'll put 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 statements in there.
As long as you cover all the way until September, we're good. Or
yeah.
all until August, whatever you have. So yeah.
There you go.
Okay, so you already dropped them there. It says click to finish uploading. You should be able to see
already
each
did.
One of.
Yep.
Okay.
All good.
You're all good. Okay, so what I'm going to do right now is send the application right now to the underwriter. I'm going to try to get you with Chris Clark. He's my senior underwriter with the most experience. If anybody can do something for you, the best terms and best rate, it's him, okay? So I'm going to try to set you up with him. Another one that I will inquire for you will be for Matt, but those two are the best underwriters we have, and I know that they're going to take care of you. As of right now, I want to thank you very much for taking the first steps. You're going to be very pleased with us. I want you to please remember my name, and I want to thank you once again. Have a wonderful day. God bless. We'll talk to you tomorrow, okay? Let me ask you,
right,
question. Can they call you at any time tomorrow? Are you available?
Yeah.
In the morning, Eastern Standard Time, or are you Central?
West Coast.
West Coast. Okay, you Pacific Standard. Beautiful. Okay. Anytime in the morning, I will tell them to give you a call. Okay, so I'm putting that on the notes right now. Chad, thank you very much. Okay, God bless, buddy. Take care.
All right, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.